Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Daddy
Nora Show.
Let's
how it goes.
It's
on the Daddy and Nora.
No.
Go ahead.
It's time to start.
It's the Daddy and Nora Radio Show. And today, we're going to talk about flying a kite.
Yeah, they all use those phones.
Those phones?
Yeah.
Well, you have to hold them, though.
Okay.
You have to hold that up to your ear. Is that what you want to
okay.
do?
Yeah.
All right. So we already have our first switch of the show, as we need to switch out our headphones. Hold on 1 second. You have to hold the microphone and talk to the people.
Hi, this is Nora, and we're switching headphones.
Okay, can you tell them...
how do we find a princess? It says, how do we find a princess?
How do we find a princess? What's the answer?
Forward footprints.
Waka, waka, waka. That's our joke of the day, folks. Nora has gotten into comedy a bit of late. And where did you see that joke?
In the juice box.
It was on the juice, so you're going to have to hold it to your ear like that. Okay?
I like this one.
Okay. So you have to do that when you listen to callers, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you want to give people the phone number to call in?
Yeah.
Do you remember where it is? Don't use the microphone. Okay. Got to hold it away from your mouth a little bit, Nora. Nora, got to hold it away from your mouth a little bit. There you go. Can you say the phone number?
Okay. It's 917-889-7081.
It's you got really close. It's 917-889-7071. You want to try that again?
Yeah. 889-7071.
So it's
917-889-7071.
Good job. So, Nora, you just told your joke. Do you want to tell it one more time?
Yeah. No.
No, you're all done with the joke?
Yeah.
Okay, so the joke was, how do you find a princess?
Find a footprint. Waka, waka, waka.
Oh, Nora, I love you so much.
I love you.
So let's talk about flying a kite.
Okay.
So this morning, we woke up and we watched some Curious George, right?
Yeah.
And then what did we do? We went outside.
Yeah, I fly my kite.
Who got you the kite?
Grandma.
Grandma did. She got it for you for Easter. And today was the first day that we got to get outside and use it, right?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
Did you get it to fly?
Yeah.
Was it windy out?
Yeah, and the dog almost bit it.
The dog almost bit it. That's right. No, it looks like we have our first caller on the line.
Who?
I'm not sure. We're going to have to go to the phones and find out.
And who are you? Where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Lori
and Tiffany.
It's Lori and Tiffany.
Hi, Lori and Tiffany.
Hi.
Hi, Nora. Hi, Daddy.
Hi.
We have a question.
We have a question for you.
We need some advice from Nora.
Okay.
Nora, how do we become princesses?
How do they become princesses, Nora?
You fly your fairy godmother.
Oh, we need a fairy godmother, Laura.
Oh. I didn't
godmother.
Think of that.
That makes more sense. We've been trying really hard.
Trying really hard to become princess, but you gave them good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you say
sorry and worry?
That Syracuse lost?
Yeah.
It was a good game.
Oh, I know. I'm very sad. Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah. The Orange lost.
Yeah. That's okay.
Okay. We move on, right, Nora? Say there's always lacrosse.
Is it? We did it!
That's right. Life goes on.
Good job, Nora. Good job. What's going on with you guys? How's your Sunday morning?
Oh, you know, just drinking coffee
and listening to the Daddy and Nora show, as per usual.
You know, this starts off pretty good morning.
Oh, Nora, what are you drinking right now?
Some hot cocoa.
Nora has some hot cocoa.
Oh!
And she has it in a mug, and she's drinking it as if she's been a show host for like 50 years. This is amazing.
we're all have our hot beverages this morning.
Anything else you want to say, Aunt Lori?
What
are you doing today? Where are we going?
To Olive's birthday party!
What? That's so much fun. What did you get? Oh, maybe we shouldn't say in case she's listening.
Yeah, she might be listening, but we'll let you know next Sunday what we bought Olive for her birthday.
Good plan.
That's a teaser, folks. It's a cliffhanger. That's how we keep you coming back for more.
Awesome.
That's him laughing. That's what that sound is.
Well, my sound, it sounded like a cat.
It sounded like a cat?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was when I sounded like a cat.
Do you want to tell Aunt Laura your joke?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
How do you find a princess?
I don't know.
Follow the footprints.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll look for one today.
Dad, I like the blue one, so can you have two?
I can't, Nora. You need to have one so you can hear the callers.
Well, can I have the blue
You want to switch back to the blue headphones?
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't we say bye-bye to Aunt Laurie and Tiffany, and then
bye-bye,
we'll...
Bye-bye, Laurie and Tiffany.
We'll talk
bye.
To you guys soon.
Bye.
Calling.
We have another caller.
We don't have another caller yet.
One more.
Well, we will. People will call in, but we have to wait.
Why?
Do you want the other headphones?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold this. Hold the microphone. Hold the microphone. Tell everybody what's going on.
So I want this mini microphone.
Yep.
I want to use it.
You are using it. You're talking into it.
And I have my hot cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was really cold out.
It wasn't that cold. It was a little windy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I came back in and had some hot cocoa.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's give people the phone number again.
Okay.
What is it? Do you remember?
It's 917-889-7081.
Almost. You're almost there every time. It's 917-889-7071. Want to try it one more time?
Nope.
Okay, nope. Don't put it back in.
Why?
Because people need to be able to hear us. And if you put that in front of the microphone, they won't be able to hear us.
Just if I don't want to use this one.
Well, we're going to have to use this one. This is the one that's plugged in. We can't switch to those right now. Next time. Okay?
Why are you broken?
Well, one of them's broken because Daddy broke it.
How?
When I was putting it on the mic stand, I twisted it too hard and I broke the arm support.
Oh.
So, well, it's fine. I fixed it enough.
My oldest arm broke.
It's just because I twisted it too hard.
Oh.
Yeah. It's okay. I fixed it with tape for now and then I'll buy a new one day. Okay?
Okay. How about you put this one there?
Well, maybe next time we can put that one there.
Why?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Why?
That's just a good idea.
That's it.
Yeah, we can do that next time, okay? Not this week, but next week.
But I'll stand up on this too so I can reset.
Well, we're not using that one right now.
Okay.
Okay, so Nora, tell me about Olive's birthday party.
What
do you think, where are we going?
To the toy store.
Well, yeah, that's where we're going, but where's the party?
At the park.
And Olive's parties have been at the park before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we run around the park, and Daddy takes lots of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like hanging out with your friend Olive?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good time, right?
Yeah. So, folks, the other team players on the TV watched their game.
Yeah, the Yankees.
Yeah, the Yankees watched your game.
Yesterday.
The Red Sox.
Yep. Yeah, the Yankees lost to the Tigers yesterday.
Why?
Because that's the team they were playing. And, Nora, how do you feel about Rutgers head basketball coach Mike Rice being...
I don't like that one.
You
basketball
like,
now.
You don't like... You like basketball?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you feel about Mike Rice being fired?
I don't like that one either.
You don't like that one either?
No.
Do you think he was out of line?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was out of line for what he did.
Why?
Well, he just went over the top a little bit. What do you think about Tim Pernetti being resigning from his athletic director position?
Switch chairs.
You want to switch chairs?
Yes.
Why?
They want to.
Okay, what do you think about Tim Pernetti resigning?
I don't like him, Major.
No?
No.
Okay, so you think it was a good decision?
Yeah.
Okay. Phone number is 917-889-7071. Yeah, we're going to switch chairs.
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
So I'll go this chair. Now I don't like this chair, so can I have my hot cocoa?
Mm-hmm. So now we're switching chairs because Nora doesn't like the tall chair. She's now sitting in the short chair, and Daddy will hold the microphone for both of us.
So, the phone number is 917-889-7071.
That's 917-889-7071. It's the Daddy and Nora Show here.
I did it!
You did it.
I did the phone number.
You did the phone number.
Okay, folks, so I did a phone number. Now we have another call on the line.
We don't yet, darling. So we're waiting for somebody else to call into the Daddy and Nora Show. It's 917-889-7071. And you can get on the line and talk to Nora. Great call from Tiffany and Lori asking for some advice on how to become a princess. And Nora did a good job of explaining that to become a princess, you need a fairy godmother. And that's something that can be easily overlooked when trying to become a princess. You think, you know, I can marry a prince, I can be born into it. But Nora, with the excellent point of view, that you need a fairy godmother. And who's your fairy godmother?
Auntie Dawn.
Yeah. Auntie Dawn is Nora's fairy godmother. And so, Nora, I want to ask you a question, and I'd like for you to be honest if you can, okay? What is your favorite color?
Red. That's red.
That is red.
Dad, can you put this down?
Yep, here, give it to me. Yeah, I'll put it up here for now, okay?
Okay.
So, your favorite color is red. And what are some red things? Well, you have to say what they are. People can't see them.
That.
The wire?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what
that.
Else? And the other wire?
And that.
This? The
no,
box.
No, that. The other wire.
Oh, the other wire. Okay.
And that.
Daddy's baseball bag. I still have my baseball bag from freshman year of high school. That must be pretty impressive. That's 14 years ago.
And where's your guitar?
My guitar's in the storage area. Back behind us.
Where is it?
Behind us. Back where all the other storage stuff is. Phone number is 917-889-7071. Nora, I have another question for you if you don't mind. What is your favorite thing about Kid Crazy?
The flower.
The flower. The flower is Nora's favorite. Nora, we have another caller on the line. Well, we have to find out. Hold on 1 second. Let's put our earphones back in.
Dad,
you want the microphone?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Wait, we have to get them on the line. Okay, hold on. Here they come. You need the earpiece in.
Okay. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
This is Grampy calling from Massachusetts.
Grampy.
Hey, Grampy.
How you doing? Are you going to talk about kites? Did you talk about kites yet?
Do you want to talk some more about kites? Do you want to tell Grampy about your kite? What is your kite? What shape is it?
A triangle.
No, it's not.
What
animal is it? Or what insect?
A butterfly.
It's a butterfly kite.
Oh, what color?
What color is it, Nora?
Some different colors.
Yeah, it's a bunch of different colors. You got to hold the microphone up so people can hear you.
Okay, so, Grampy, I'm all done.
You're all done? Well, let's talk to Grampy for a second, okay?
Okay.
He was nice enough to call in, so did the kite fly for you today?
Yeah.
Yeah, and was there a dog there? What did
yeah.
the dog almost do?
He was biting.
You got to talk up, darling.
He almost bit it, Grampy.
Yeah, you almost bit it because he thought it was a toy for him, right?
Yeah.
You want to ask Grampy how it's going?
Yeah.
Go ahead, ask him.
Grampy, how is your Sunday going?
How was my what?
Sunday. How is your day going?
Oh, my day going? It's going good. I'm waiting for the races on TV.
I watched some NASCAR today.
And what are you doing for today?
Doing today, Nora?
The radio show.
We are doing a show today. What else are we doing today?
No.
It's birthday party, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you fading, Nora?
Yeah.
You're fading a little bit, losing some steam?
Yeah.
Do you want to start over? We'll keep Grampy on the line and we'll start the show over?
Well, I have a different caller on the line.
You had a different caller on the line?
Yeah.
Well, that's not very polite.
Okay. That's okay. Well, you have a good day, Nora, and I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Grampy.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. That was Nora's Grampy. from Massachusetts. The phone line's open, 917-889-7071. And Nora is a strict call screener.
Yeah.
Why do you want to get down?
Because the people down.
Okay. You want to stand up?
I like that chair.
You want to get back in this chair? Well, Nora, this is going to be the last switch of this show, okay? All right? All right. So we're going to switch chairs one more time. While we switch, I'll remind you that the phone number is 917-889-7071.
Hey, come here.
Can you go ahead and couple back here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, folks. Now we're innovators.
We're what?
Now we're innovators.
We're innovators?
Yeah.
Okay. Where'd you learn that word?
I made it up.
You made it up?
Yeah.
What are you, Shakespeare?
What
do
you say?
So what are you, Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are? Okay. Well, let's hold this up so people can hear us talk. We have about 13 minutes left in our show, and we have another caller on the line, Nora.
No.
We are going to find out in a second. Let's put our ear pieces back in. Hold on. Hold on. Wait a second. Hold
okay.
on. Hold on, Nora.
So, folks, I want to switch microphones.
Well, we're not going to switch microphones. We got to keep that microphone for the rest of the show.
Okay.
Then we're going to find out who the caller is that's on the line.
So, where are you calling from?
Hello?
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 Hello? Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah.
This is Wade. How are y'all?
It's Wade.
Hi, Wade.
Hi, Nora.
How are you? We wanted you to call us on the other radio, but you didn't call us not Grandma either.
To translate, she said we wanted you to call in a different radio show, but you didn't, and not Grandma either. I think she's holding some resentment from a couple of weeks back.
And Uncle Steven.
And Uncle Steven too. But now
I was supposed to call in, and then I got the time wrong. Because I'm an hour. It's 10:15 my time right now, and it's 11:15 your time. And I accidentally thought that I was ahead an hour instead of behind an hour, and I missed your show.
Wait, is Chicago still? And Chicago is 1 hour behind us. I know that's a lot to take in right now. But.
Yeah, it is a lot to take in.
Does he live? He lives in Chicago, yeah.
Wait, do you live in Chicago?
I sure do.
Oh, well.
Can you say congratulations on a year with Blue Man Group to Wade?
I don't want to.
You don't want to?
Hey, guess where I'm going to be living in a month, Nora?
Guess where Wade's going to be living in a month?
I don't know.
We don't know. Where are you going to be living in a month?
On a boat.
He's going to be living on a boat.
In a month,
he's going to be living on a boat.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Because he's going on a cruise.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'll be doing Blue Man Group on a cruise for 4 months.
We'll be doing it on a cruise.
Why?
Because people like entertainment on cruises, and Blue Man Group is very entertaining.
Wait, this chair is getting broken.
This chair is getting broken?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, do you want
to
take
what happened?
Wait, I want to pop those bubbles.
You want to pop those bubbles? I'll get those bubbles for you. Keep talking to Wade, okay?
Okay, Wade.
How is school?
How's school going?
Good. So, Dad?
Yes, I'll hold the microphone. You can pop the bubbles.
Okay.
She has bubble wrap now, so this
oh,
interview.
Oh, nice.
Me. So, do you want...
Oh, I didn't hear the new joke you learned. Did you discuss that yet?
Can you tell Wade the new joke you learned?
How do you find a pizza? Follow the footprints.
What was that?
The joke is, how do you find a princess? And the punchline is, follow the footprints.
Yeah.
Nice.
It makes much more sense in print. I found that, not saying it, but.
It's funny. I think it's very funny, Nora.
Wade thinks it's funny. Where'd you find that joke?
From the juice box.
Yep, the Trader Joe's juice box had it on the back.
Oh, cool. My nephew loves Trader Joe's. Remember Noah? He loves going to Trader Joe's. Do you try to find the lobster at Trader Joe's so you can get a snack?
Oh, no, I've never – I don't know that story. What do we have to do?
Yeah. I don't know if they do it in New York, but in New Jersey, they hide a lobster around the store, and then when a kid finds it, then they give the kid, like, one of their, like, little applesauce things or something else from this little treasure chest.
Pick bananas. I mean, we pay for them, but she eats them in the store.
Then this is free.
Oh, well then.
When my dad doesn't bring snacks to the store, I just give the banana for a snack.
Yeah, when daddy doesn't bring a snack to the store, you get a banana for a snack. That's right, when daddy forgets a snack.
Yeah.
We went to Trader Joe's yesterday.
I love bananas.
So we got a banana.
Yeah, it was delicious, right?
Yeah, and I dropped it on the floor.
Yeah, but you dropped it when you were all done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was okay. Daddy picked it up, and then we paid for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Wade, thanks for calling in.
No problem. Thanks for taking my call.
One more call.
All right, we'll see if we can get one more call on the line to say bye-bye to Wade.
Bye, Wade.
It's good talking to
you. Bye, Nora. Bye, Dan.
All right, bye-bye. That was
right,
Wade.
Bye.
We wish him good luck on his tour with Chicago. No, he's tour with Blue Man Group from Chicago. We have 8 minutes left in the show. You want to give out the phone number, Nora?
Yeah.
Go for it.
It's 917-889-7781.
917-889-7781. 12. 45. 10. Good job. So the phone number is 917-889-7071. It's the Daddy and Nora Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. We have about 7 minutes left in today's show. We thank you for listening. Of course, thank you to all our callers thus far. And we've had Lori and Tiffany.
Have one more caller.
You want to get one more caller on the line? All right, we'll see if somebody calls in. You are a quick hook with the callers, so we'll see how and when somebody comes on the line or not. 917-889-7071. So we got to hear from Wade, which was great, right? We heard from Grampy, and we heard from Tiffany and Lori, which was a lot of fun as well. And each one of them has really enjoyed your joke. Can you tell it one more time?
How you find a princess.
Mm-hmm. What's the punchline?
You tell it.
I tell it.
Yeah.
But you tell it so well.
You.
Me?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how do you find a princess?
Follow the puppet.
Hooray! And how did Daddy end it before? Do you remember? Waka waka waka.
Waka 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 waka.
Fozzie Bear says that. So, Nora, it's been a delight on the show today. We have about 6 minutes left. Anything you want to talk about?
I want one more caller on my phone.
Yes, we are waiting on one more caller, but, you know, we can't dictate whether or not people call in, Nora.
Yeah.
So we have to wait and see if somebody dials in, and we have another caller on the line. How about that? See how that works? Mm-hmm. So we'll go to the phone, and I think I might know who this is, but we'll wait and see. So, caller, you're on with Nora and Daddy.
Am I the caller that's on with Nora and Daddy?
Grandpa John.
Hey, Grandpa John.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, Nora doesn't have her earpiece in. Sorry. Wow, she is efficient. So go ahead.
Hey, Grandpa John.
How are you?
He called us last week, you're right.
Yeah, why are you calling us again?
Because he wants to say hi.
Is it not waiting anymore? Grandpa John?
Is it not raining, she asked, because she remembers that it was raining last week when we spoke.
It's not raining here this week. It was a nice day today, sunny. And the good news is the golf course will open this week.
Grandpa John's going to go golfing.
Why?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because I can.
I have hot cocoa.
She has hot cocoa. She's taking a big sip of it right now.
All right. Yeah, okay.
It was a little chilly out this morning. We went and flew a kite. First time, I'm sure I flew a kite at some point when I was younger, but I never remember it. So first time I did it and the first time Nora did it.
First time, flying a kite.
Almost right.
And a dog almost hit. You're right.
Yeah.
Was it a big kite?
No.
Yeah, it's a small kite. It's a butterfly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not a big
kite.
Yeah, it's very pretty. What do you want to ask Grandpa John?
I don't know.
No? No question?
Uh-uh.
No? Do you want to ask him what his handicap is in golf?
No.
Okay.
No, she doesn't want to ask my handicap. Because it's difficult to count that high.
Huh? Nor can count that high, right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
So you're,
well,
you have a handicap.
You gotta keep going higher.
So Nora, what you wanna ask Grandpa John anything? You wanted another caller on the line?
Yeah.
Or do you wanna tell him the joke? Because Grandpa John loves jokes.
Yeah.
You wanna tell him the joke?
Yeah. How do you find a person follow the footprint?
Did you catch
it? I didn't catch it all. Something about footprints.
How do you find a princess? Follow the footprints.
That's funny.
It's funny. Grandpa John's going to use that next time he's at the pub.
What?
That's right. When I'm playing darts, I'll use that one and everyone will laugh and then I'll win the darts game.
So you gave Grandpa John a way to win his dart game with that joke.
Yeah.
Say use it wisely.
Well, I'll have to learn some new jokes before I come and see you next month.
So, Nora, Grandpa John said he's going to have to learn some new jokes before he comes and sees us next month.
Ooh.
You're all done? Yeah, she's a grumpy face.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay, well, big bye-bye to Grandpa John.
Bye, Grandpa John.
Bye-bye. See you soon. Love you.
Talk to you soon, Dad.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
That was Grandpa John from Kazakhstan. Do you want to say thank you to Grandpa John for calling?
Thank you, Grandpa John.
And we have 2 minutes left in the show. Nora, you got that caller you were looking for. That's pretty cool, right? The power of radio. Now Nora is holding one of the many orange small cones I have. And I purchased those probably 3 or 4 years ago for a wiffle ball tournament I ran at Black Rock. And that is pretty funny that I still have them. They're all in my trunk. Now they're in my basement with my wiffle ball bats and a UV tent that we used twice for Nora for the beach. And hopefully we'll get to use it over the summer for Nora and Maeve.
What tent?
A tent is, you know what a tent is. Well, that's surprising. You know what a tent. I've made you a bed tent before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like another cone on my leg.
You want another cone on your leg?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have to get Nora another cone. What do you say?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we have a minute left in the show. Any other topics you want to cover, Nora?
No.
You're all set?
Yeah.
Okay. So Nora has cones on. Is ready to rock and roll. It has been a great Daddy and Nora show. We have to thank our callers, Tiffany and Lori, Wade, Grampy, and Grandpa John. Callers from Chicago, New York, Boston, and Almaty, Kazakhstan. Some of the biggest cities around the world. Okay, here's one last tone, okay? And with 30 seconds left in the show, we're going to say thank you so much, folks, for listening. Nora, can you say thank you to everyone for listening?
Thank you.
And we'll see them next week on the Daddy and Nora show. Can you say I'll see you next week?
I'll see you next week. Thanks.
Nora, we'll see you next week. I'll see you next week on the Daddy and Nora show. Hope you enjoyed. The archive will be up shortly. And every week, the phone number to call in is the same. It's 917-889-7. We appreciate you listening and look forward to next week right here on the Daddy and Nora Show.